Welcome to Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP LP Fayette. Brought to you by the Boonslick Historical Society and its president, respected Fayette community member, Jim Steele, journalist, graphic designer, and historian. This edition of Local Voices airs every Monday from noon to 4 p.m. and focuses on a glance back at the music and history of World War II as it affected Fayette, America, and the world. Thank you again for tuning in to this special edition, A Glance Back, here on Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP.
I just fell in love with your pretty baby face. Thank you.
Enjoy the good old days when the world came together to fight for the good of all. This is Local Voices with historian Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Long ago.
So long ago and far away. So long.
Lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago, so long ago,
was missing 2 hours overdue. One of our planes was missing with all its gallant crew. The radio sets were humming, they waited for the word. Then a voice broke through the humming, and this is what they heard. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. what a show, what a fight. Yes, we really hit our target for tonight. How we sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's our field over there. With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, we're coming in on a wing and a prayer. Sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's our field over there. With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, we're coming in on a wing and a prayer.
You are listening to Local Voices on 94.7 KPIP. Now, our local historian, Jim Steele, will take us back to the age of World War II.
This is KPIP Radio, 94.7 FM. And today we begin a new subject with our weekly Local Voices A Glance Back. I'm Jim Steele reporting under the sponsorship of the Boone's Lick Historical Society. Now today, in the first part of a two-part series, we're going to take a few minutes to look back at what was going on here and around the nation during that time of the Great Depression 84 years ago, 1937. It was not particularly an auspicious year, although the awful drought and heat wave of 1936 had somewhat abated. The Depression, which seemed to be on the mend a year or two earlier, unfortunately had taken another turn for the worse. The year before also had been an election year and the year of the historic Olympics in Berlin. In early 1937, FDR was inaugurated for a second term shortly after the new year dawned, the first time a U.S. president had taken office in January instead of March. Several persons from Fayette attended that event in Washington, including Fayette resident Lewis M. Means, who was Missouri's new adjutant general. But 1937 was not going to turn out as Roosevelt's best year in office. Overconfident because of his huge re-election majority, where Landon only carried Maine and Vermont, FDR attempted to pack the Supreme Court, a measure which died a flaming death in Congress. Meanwhile, war clouds also were beginning to gather overseas. The Japanese bombed Shanghai in China, and later that year they sunk the U.S. gunboat Panay in Chinese waters. Congress expands the Neutrality Act, making it illegal to sell arms to warring nations. And in May, Germany's pride, the Hindenburg, explodes in flames over Lakehurst, New Jersey. And Amelia Earhart is lost in the remote Pacific on an attempted round-the-world flight. On a happier note, 200,000 pedestrians cross San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge on its opening day. However, two of the saddest notes of 1937 include terrible flooding on the Ohio River, especially around Louisville, Kentucky, and Evansville, Indiana. Several Fayette families received refugees here. Also, a tragedy at New London School in Texas occurred on March the 18th, 1937, when a natural gas leak causes an explosion that killed more than 295 students and teachers, making it the worst catastrophe to take place in a U.S. school building. Approximately 600 students and 40 teachers were in the building at the time, and only about 130 escaped without serious injuries. The disaster prompted federal legislation which mandates that natural gas be supplemented with the odor of rotting eggs to alert persons in a building of its presence. In other developments from the year, the DuPont Company patented nylon, also the binary calculator was invented, and the Lincoln Tunnel opens in New York City. Also, the U.S. bars Americans from serving in the Spanish Civil War, and Margaret Mitchell wins the Pulitzer Prize for her book, Gone with the Wind. One of the year's best-known movies is Disney's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. It was the first feature-length animated film ever to be made in America. The year 37 also marks the debut of Bugs Bunny cartoons. Also at the movies, Spencer Tracy wins the Best Actor Academy Award for his work in Captain's Courageous, with the Best Actress citation going to Louise Rainier for The Good Earth. Best Picture is Life of Emily Zola. Popular music from 37 includes Donkey Serenade, Johnny One Note, In the Still of the Night, Gypsy My Soul, and the Muskrat Ramble. Large radio consoles are all the rage, and many are seen advertised in the pages of the Democrat Leader and Fayette Advertiser. Ditto for new modern appliances such as stoves, washers, and refrigerators. In sports, the New York Yankees win the World Series. Joe Louis is the World Heavyweight Boxing Champion. The NFL champions are the Washington Redskins. Wilbur Shaw is the Indianapolis 500 winner. War Admiral is the winner of the Kentucky Derby. And taking hockey Stanley Cup are the Detroit Red Wings. And the Heisman Trophy winner is Clinton Frank of Yale. In transportation, the DC-3, which more than any other airplane made commercial aviation a reality, is in its second year of use. Those who can't afford it may fly coast to coast, but in reality, few average Americans ever have flown. Other facts from 1937 are of interest. The average income was about $1,800 a year. That's nearly $34,000 in today's dollar. Other prices from 85 years ago, a new car such as a Chevy or a Ford would be about $760, a new house $4,100, loaf of bread 9 cents, a gallon of gas 10 cents, and a gallon of milk 50 cents. Also in 1937, Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men is published. The Hormel Company introduces Spam. Route 66 finally is fully paved from Chicago to Los Angeles, and the Hoover Dam is completed. As noted, FDR was president, and John Nance Garner, known by some as the Democratic Party's Calvin Coolidge, was vice president. Betty Cooper of New Jersey was 1937's Miss America, and life expectancy in the United States was 59.7 years. In the Senate, Missouri was represented by Harry Truman and Champ Clark. And our new governor was Lloyd Stark of Stark Apple fame, who had a number of Fayette ties. Speaking now of what's happening, let's look at what was going on here from the pages of the Democrat Leader and Fayette Advertiser, which incidentally included 5 comic strips each week in the Advertiser. Well, as the year opened, editor Wirt Mitchell notes that fully 50 persons in Howard County alone were killed in car accidents in 1936, and he opines that we could do better in 37. Indeed, the first page of nearly every issue includes words of persons who have died, many in grisly car, industrial, and farm accidents. We may pine for the good old days, but in reality, life was much harder in 1937. At Central College, now Central Methodist University, many familiar names are already known around the town as faculty members and administrators, including President Robert Ruff, Dean E.P. Puckett, Coach Clarence Klingenpiel, and faculty members Edmund Jenner, Elmer Gift, Fulton Moore, William Denny Basket, and Louise Wright, Opal Hayes, Luther Spade, Fred Barnard, and Frederick Comer. Incidentally, W.D. Basket was the acting dean for 1937's spring semester, while Puckett was on sabbatical to study ways to make Central a better college. A number of newspaper articles tell of preparations for the running of REA lines into the countryside. We talked about that several weeks ago, this following the establishment of Howard Electric in 1936. Area farmers are encouraged to sign up, and by early 1937, fully 204 households in Howard County have done so. Not long afterward, a $130,000 federal loan is approved. Now, newspaper ads early in 1937 include Charles Lee Clothier with a 25% off sale, reduced long-distance rates for Southwestern Bell, and a question from Scott's Laundry asking, "Do you really save in doing your own?" You know, not everybody loved Mall Bell, however. Local residents and city leaders call on the company to provide a second toll-free line to connect Glasgow, Fayette, and Armstrong. News-wise, a bad winter storm early in the year disrupts utilities around the county, and there's a 2.5-inch rain on January the 12th. Nonetheless, Ricketts Shoe Store, not long afterward, advertises 25% off on new spring shoes. And that completes the first half of our look back at the year 1937. We'll pick up with the second half in our broadcast next week. For KPIP's Local Voices, a look back. This is Jim Steele reporting for the Boonslick Historical Society.
That was our glance back in time with Jim Steele, president of the Boonslick Historical Society. This series with Jim Steele will continue every Monday from noon to 4 p.m. during Local Voices, only on 94.7 KPIP.
Now, Mr. Gentleman, you're on. Okay, Paul. The Andrews sisters have something here that will be as big a hit as Chesterfield's.
Wait till you hear their arrangement of Donkey Serenade.
That I am just a fool serenading a mule. Amigo mio, does she not have a dainty brain? She listens carefully to each little tune you play. La bella señorita, si si mi muchachita, she'd love to say it too if only she knew the way. But try as she may, in her voice there's a flaw, and all that the lady can say. There's a light in her eye, though she may try to hide it, she cannot deny there's a light in her eye. Senorita, donkey sita, not so fleet as a mosquito, but so sweet like Marchiquita, you're the one for me. He's a mule, what a mule, but all that my darling can say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Is a dream like an angel that I saw, but all that my darling can say is E-R. He can try as he may, in his voice there is a flaw, but all that my handsome mule can say is E-R. There's a light in his eye, though he may try to hide it, cannot deny there's a light in his eye. There's a song in the air, but the senor doesn't care, and I love him so. Even though he's just a mule, I get a great big kick from my sweet senor the mule, singing a donkey serenade.
Only sing one note, and the note he sang was this. Poor Johnny, one note, sang out with gusto and just overlorded the place. Poor Johnny, one note, yelled willy-nilly until he was blue in the face. For holding one note was his ace. Couldn't hear the brass, couldn't hear the drum. He was in the class by himself by gum. Poor Johnny One Note got in Aida, indeed a great chance to be brave. He took his one note, how like the north wind brought forth wind that made critics rave. While Birdie turned round in his grave, couldn't hear the flute or the big trombone. Everyone was mute, Johnny stood alone. Cats and dogs stopped yapping, lions in the zoo all were jealous of Johnny's big trill. Thunderclaps stopped clapping, traffic ceased its roar, and they tell us Niagara stood still. He stopped the train whistles, boat whistles, steam whistles, cop whistles, all whistles bowed to his skill. Sing Johnny one note, sing out with gusto, and just overwhelm all the crowd. Johnny One Note out loud. Sing Johnny One Note.
taking a step back in time with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
Gypsy in my soul. I've got to give vent to my emotions. I'm only content having my way. There is no other life of which I'm fonder. It's just a gypsy in my soul. No cares, no strings, my heart has wings. There is no other life of which I'm fonder. It's just a gypsy in my soul. If I am fancy free and love to wander, it's just a gypsy in my soul. There's something calling me from way out yonder. It's just a gypsy in my soul. I've got to give vent to my emotions. I'm only content having my way. If I am fancy free and love to wander, it's just a gypsy in my soul. There's something calling me. I'm free, I'm free, I'm free.
Now it's time to take a look back at the events that shaped this country and the world with This Week in History on KPIP's A Glance Back. Going back to 1303, a peace treaty is signed between England and France. In 1455, King Henry VI is taken prisoner by the Yorkists at the Battle of St. Albans during the War of the Roses. In 1471, King Henry VI is killed in the Tower of London. Edward IV takes the throne. In 1506, Christopher Columbus dies. Going to 1535, French explorer Jacques Cartier sets sail for North America. In 1536, Anne Boleyn, Henry VIII's second wife, is beheaded on Tower Green. In 1568, defeated by the Protestants, Mary, Queen of Scots, flees to England, where Queen Elizabeth imprisons her. And in 1608, the Protestant states form the Evangelical Union of Lutherans and Calvinists. Looking now at 1652, a law is passed in Rhode Island banning slavery in the colonies, but it causes little stir and seems unlikely to be enforced. In 1674, John Sobieski becomes Poland's first king. In 1690, England passes the Act of Grace, forgiving followers of James II. Jumping to 1774, the Parliament passes the Cohesive Acts to punish the colonists for their increasingly anti-British behavior. The acts closed down the port of Boston. In 1775, North Carolina becomes the first colony to declare its independence. Jumping to 1792, merchants form the New York Stock Exchange at 70 Wall Street. Also in 1792, Russian troops invade Poland. Looking at 1802, in the next century, Britain declares war on France. And in 1804, Napoleon Bonaparte becomes the Emperor of France. And in 1814, Denmark cedes Norway to Sweden. Looking now at 1832, in this country, the Democratic Party holds its first national convention. In 1856, Lawrence, Kansas, is captured and sacked by pro-slavery forces. In 1858, a pro-slavery band led by Charles Hamilton executes unarmed free state men near the Kansas-Missouri border. In 1860, Abraham Lincoln is nominated for president. The next year, in 1861, North Carolina becomes the last state to secede from the Union. The following year, in 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signs the Homestead Act, providing 250 million acres of free land to settlers in the West. In 1863, Union General Ulysses Grant continues his push toward Vicksburg at the Battle of the Big Black River Bridge. The first attack on Vicksburg is repulsed. In the same year, Grant's second attack on Vicksburg fails and a siege begins. In 1868, the Great Train Robbery takes place as seven members of the so-called Reno Gang make off with $98,000 in cash from a train safe in Indiana. In 1872, the Amnesty Act restores civil rights to Southerners. Jumping to 1874, Levi Strauss begins making blue jeans with copper rivets. Looking now at 1881, the American Red Cross is founded by Clara Barton. In 1882, the United States formally recognizes Korea. And in 1896, the Supreme Court's decision on Plessy v. Ferguson upholds the separate but equal policy in the United States. Jumping to the next century, in 1902, the U.S. military occupation of Cuba ends. Looking at 1908, the Wright brothers register their flying machine for a U.S. patent. In 1917, the U.S. Congress passes the Selective Service Act, calling on soldiers to fight in World War I in what was called the draft. In 1921, Congress sharply curbs immigration, setting a national quota system. In 1927, Charles Lindbergh takes off from New York for Paris. Upon landing in Paris, he is celebrated for completing the first solo air crossing of the Atlantic. Jumping to 1932, Amelia Earhart lands near Londonderry in Ireland. She becomes the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. And in 1933, President Franklin Roosevelt signs the Tennessee Valley Authority Act. Jumping now to 1939, Pan American Airways starts the first regular passenger service across the Atlantic. Also in 1939, Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini sign a Pact of Steel, forming the Axis powers. In 1940, British forces attack German General Edmund Rommel's 7th Panzer Division In 1940, Germany occupies Brussels and Belgium and begins the invasion of France. 1941, Germany invades Crete by air. Also in 1941, the first U.S. ship, the SS Robin Moore, is sunk by a German U-boat. In 1942, New York ends night baseball games for the rest of World War II. Jumping to 1947, the Truman Doctrine begins aid to Turkey and Greece. In 1951, the United Nations moves its headquarters to New York City. Also in 1951, during the Korean War, U.S. Air Force Captain James Jabra becomes the first jet air ace in history. In 1954, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously rules for school integration in Brown v. Board of Education. Also, in 1961, a white mob attacks civil rights activists in Montgomery, Alabama, and Alabama Governor John Patterson declares martial law in the city. In 1964, U.S. diplomats find at least 40 microphones planted in the American Embassy in Moscow. In 1967, the children's program Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood premieres. Also in 67, U.S. planes bomb Hanoi for the first time. In 1970, 100,000 persons march in New York supporting U.S. policies in Vietnam. Also in 1970, the U.S. National Guard mobilizes to quell disturbances at Ohio State University. In 1973, the Senate Watergate Committee begins its hearings. In 1974, India becomes the sixth nation to explode an atomic bomb. Jumping to 1980, after rumbling for 2 months, Mount St. Helens in Washington State erupts 3 times in 24 hours. And in 1985, baseball player Pete Rose passes Hank Aaron as National League's run-scoring leader with 2,108 hits. In 1987, in the Persian Gulf, the American guided missile frigate USS Stark is struck by 2 missiles fired by Iraqi aircraft. Only 1 detonates, however, 37 sailors are killed and 21 wounded. Whether the launch was deliberate or a mistake is still being debated. In 1990, in the Middle East, North and South Yemen become one state with a merger. And in 1992, and this week, back in May of 1992, Johnny Carson marks his final appearance on The Tonight Show on NBC. He had served 30 years as the program's host. And in 2011, an EF5 tornado kills at least 158 people in Joplin, Missouri, the largest death toll from a tornado since record-keeping began in 1950. And so we ask you to tune in next week for another look back at the events that shaped this country and the world with This Week in History on KPIP's A Glance Back. I'm Jim Steele reporting. Thank you.
the land where I was born not so long ago. This is the land that's troubled now with worry and with war. There was a question pounding my brain, what to do, what to do, when out of a dream the answer came into view. I saw a peaceful old valley with a carpet of corn for a floor, and I heard a voice within me whisper, this is what I'm hiding for. I saw a little old cottage and the river that flowed by the door, and I heard a voice within me whisper, this is what I'm hiding for. Didn't I build that cottage? Didn't I plant that corn? Didn't my folks before me fight for this country before I was born? I gathered my loved ones around me, and I gazed at each face I adore. Then I heard that voice within me under, this is what I'm hiding for. Cottage, didn't I plant that corn? Didn't my folks before me fight for this country before I was born? I gathered my loved ones around me, and I gazed at each face I adore. Then I heard that voice within me thunder, this is what I'm hiding for.
Girls don't refuse to kiss a soldier, for you know that he is fighting for your peace. And he is your Uncle Sammy's nephew, while you are your Uncle Sammy's niece. Oh, girls, don't refuse to kiss a soldier, or a sailor, or a big old tough marine. For they'll show the Japs and old man Hitler the toughest bunch that they have ever seen.
You worked too hard, you ate too much, the cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those Speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It was only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
Friends, it's so foolish to suffer with an ordinary headache when Bromo-Seltzer gives you such fast, pleasant, three-way relief.
True, Mr. Wheat. Bromo-Seltzer is so pleasant to take, and it works so fast to help your headache all three ways.
Yes, Bromo-Seltzer speedily fights the headache pain itself. Then it goes right to work to soothe the upset stomach and jangled nerves that often may team up with a headache. Try it next time you get a headache. Prove to yourself just how fast it works to help your headache all three ways.
We tried a lot of headache products, but it's Bromo Seltzer from now on for our family.
You'll say the same thing, too, once you've discovered Bromo Seltzer. So get a bottle today and be prepared at all times to fight a headache fast all three ways.
It's smart to keep Bromo Seltzer both at home and at your place of business.
That's right, folks. Remember, Bromo Seltzer gives you fast three-way help for a headache. It's on sale at all drugstores. Caution, use only as directed. If headaches recur or persist, see your doctor. Get Bromo Seltzer today and...
I headache three-way.
Taking a step back in time with Jim Steele on 94.7 KPIP.
I don't need your photograph to keep by my bed. Your picture is always in my head. I don't need your portrait, dear, to call you to mind. For sleeping or waking, dear, I find the very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king. And foolish though it may seem, to me that's everything. The mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. You, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower and your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you,